Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shall we praise the Lord, everyone? Good evening, good evening,
Bless
good
the
evening. Bless the Lord. God
Lord.
has been good.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. His mercies endureth forevermore.
Praise
And we
God.
give God thanks for these opportunities to be in the land of the living indeed and to be able to sit here this evening. You know, basking in his presence is only because of his mercies why we are not consumed. We
Amen.
thank him for his renewal every day. We thank him for his benefits towards us. He loadeth us with benefit daily. And for that, we want to worship the Lord. We could have been otherwise minded when we
Amen.
consider where we could have been. Hallelujah. When we think where the Lord has taken us from to where he placed us now. When we look back on our lives, when we revisit Calvary and realize that what he did on that cross worked for you and for me. You know, the legacy that he has left behind, the promises that he has given us, they are yes and amen. When we seek him and find him in the midst of our trouble. Hallelujah. Sometimes people of God were in some deep, troubled waters, you know. And when we get out of it and realize that it is God himself who has saved us from sinking deeper, you know, we have to give him thanks. So this evening, I want to welcome you all to another meeting. Indeed, we don't take it lightly. You know, His presence is here, and where his presence is, there is liberty. And we thank God that tonight, hallelujah, we claim it in the name of Jesus that there will be healing, there will be deliverance, they'll be set free. We pray that every handcuff will be loose tonight.
In the name of
Anything that
Jesus.
holds anyone bound will be loosed. Any pain, any fatigue that anyone is going through, we want to water this platform with the Holy Ghost fire. Amen.
Hallelujah.
We're going to make it be an altar tonight. You know, so we come with our cups turned up because we want an overflowing. We want at the end of this session, we will all benefit from it. We'll be drinking from our saucers.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It won't be any normal get together, but it will be a get together with a fire.
Oh,
Amen. And my elder always says that is what you put in, you get out. So come
yes.
with your praise, come with your cups turned up, come with a hallelujah shout on the
Amen.
inside. Amen. So that you can be partakers, that you can be a ready soil for the word, that as the word is deposited, it will lodge somewhere in you to give God praise. And so with that, I want to tell you, just want to welcome you. I cannot see you from where you are, but just welcome yourself and just welcome the Holy Spirit first and foremost. We just welcome the Holy Spirit amongst us even now. At this time, if Sister Chantel is ready for the devotional, we would ask her to come on now and lead us into our devotionals. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Thank you very much, Deacon Scott.
Bless the Lord, sis.
Bless the Lord. Greetings, everyone.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. I must apologize for my video camera not being on tonight, but I hope that throughout the night, hopefully, I'll be able to show you my beautiful face. But it's not about me tonight, it's about God. Amen.
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 So tonight, I want to greet you all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our soon coming King. Saints, it is a pleasure. It is a privilege to be here tonight. We're standing on our grave. It is a pleasure for me to be doing tonight's devotion. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
I'm just going to
Amen.
ask everyone who is here tonight to just turn your mics on and let's just give God the highest praise from our belly
Hallelujah.
bottom. Deacon already come and
Hallelujah.
declared that if you come here with pain tonight, we're not leaving this
Jesus.
platform with
Yes.
pain. When the afflictions
Amen now.
Oh God,
come
oh
with. So
God,
let us
oh
just
God.
open our minds and give him the highest praise because he
Hallelujah.
it. Mighty God, let us do it on
Hallelujah.
three.
Hallelujah. Bless
Two,
the name of
three.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh God,
Bless the name of
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah. Bless the
Jesus.
name of
Praise you,
Jesus.
mighty God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Mighty God.
Jesus. You are
Hallelujah.
worthy, Lord. You are worthy.
Jesus. Mighty
Thank you,
God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Most righteous and eternal God, as we come tonight, mighty God, it is another Thursday night. God, you know our Thursday night business. Mighty God, every day is about you, but we come and we set aside Thursday just for you, mighty God.
My
Oh,
God.
God, tonight I pray, God, that self decrease, God, and that you will increase in the name of Jesus. Mighty God, I pray, God, that you will forgive me for sins that I have committed, sins that I'm not even aware of, mighty God, before I come here to do your work, Lord. I pray that you'll create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me, Lord. Mighty God, tonight I pray for our speaker as she's preparing, mighty God, to come and deliver your word, mighty God. I pray that you'll give her the strength to
Jesus.
endure. Mighty God, I pray that the word that she will bring from you will be edifying to our souls. God, I pray that when we leave here tonight, we'll be refreshed, re-energized, and ready
My
to
God,
do
Lord, in
this
the
work
name
that you
of
have called
Jesus.
us to do, mighty God.
Yes, mighty
Mighty
God. In the
God,
name of
in the
Jesus.
name of Jesus,
Hallelujah.
God, we're
In
at
the
a
name of
stage right
Jesus.
now, God, where we cannot go back, mighty God, to the place that it used to be. So, Lord, tonight I want to thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for us. God, it's not easy, but we know, mighty
Yes,
God, that
mighty
it
God.
will be worth it because, God, at the end of the day, we want to hear, well done. Well done, my good and
Jesus,
faithful
Jesus,
servant. So, mighty God, have
Hallelujah.
your way tonight. Take full control. Come, Holy Spirit, and take over
Yes, mighty
in the
God.
name of Jesus.
In the
Have the
name of Jesus.
and let your will
Thank
be
you,
done.
Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord. So, without
Hallelujah.
further ado, I'm going to ask Sister Camille to play. I won't go back in the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus for me, please, Sister Camille. Thank you.
Jesus.
I've been changed. Come on, Chris. Hallelujah. Free. Deliver. I've found joy. Great, great. And favor
on the chain.
I've been changed.
In the presence of the Lord, I've been
healed.
Free,
free,
deliver,
deliver.
And in your presence, Lord,
I've found joy. Hallelujah. Peace,
grace,
grace.
And favor.
And favor.
And right now, today, I've been changed, and I have waited
for it to come. Before your presence came and changed me.
Say, I won't go back to the way
it used to be. Before your presence came and changed me.
Forgiven.
Forgiven. No more chains, Jesus.
My past. It's over.
It's over.
Say right now. Now I want all of us to just repeat the chorus. Open your minds and just lift those hands in the air and just tell God, come on, let us do this. I won't go back to the way it used to be.
Before your presence came, Jesus, it used to be. Before your presence came, Jesus, yes, Lord, hallelujah, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My God. And today, as I was singing the song, it said, there's something inside me that said, I won't go back. I can't go back. Mighty God, I refuse to go back.
Jesus, I refuse to go back. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mighty God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Go back, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Go back, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Go back, mighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
As I was there and I'm like, God, what should I just give a little encouragement about? Push came to mind, and you know, push means pray until something happens. And yesterday, as I was lying down, I saw this plan, and it says, do not look back. Do not look back. And I just want to share one Bible verse with you tonight, and it comes from Luke 17 and verse 32. And the King James Version says, remember Lot's wife, mighty God. Another version says, remember what happened to Lot's wife. And we know the story of Lot's wife, amen? We remember the story about Lot's wife, but Lot's wife looked back and became a pillar of salt. And the writer says, what makes Lot's wife especially significant? That Jesus only, out of everyone that Jesus would have talked about, Jesus said we are to remember Lot's wife, and we know what happened. And this is a warning. When we cross over, mighty God, it's going to be hard, but we have to push. We have to persevere. We can't look back. I know when you look back, it might look enticing, but just push and trust God.
This says it's a warning. It serves as a cautionary tale about disobedience. I am guilty. I am guilty of being disobedient. But today I am standing here and I'm saying, Mighty God, no more play play. God, I can't go back and forth with you, Mighty God. I have to hold on. We have to hold on, especially in this time, because since the signs are here, the signs are near. We have to persevere through it. We have to push through it. Amen.
Amen.
Today,
Praise God.
hallelujah. It
Amen.
highlights the importance of being complete. Have you ever wondered what would have happened to Lot's wife today if she never looked back? We don't want to know, because guess what? We are trying to live a life that we don't have to wonder what will happen to us, because we know what we want to hear when the time comes. It's well done. Amen. Well done,
Amen.
good and faithful servant.
Amen.
So we're
Praise
at a stage
God.
now where we cannot look back. Amen, people of God.
Amen.
Amen. The phrase,
Thanks the Lord.
bless the Lord. The phrase reminds us that it encourages us believers to prioritize spiritual things and not be overly attached to the material, to things of this world. Whether
Yes.
material things, whether it be people, whether it be friends, whether it be family, sometimes we have to know when to
Yeah.
let go of certain things and focus on what is important. And what is important is the life that you live for God. We have to
Yeah.
walk in our God-given purpose. We're still going to pray now. We're still going to pray for them. But sometimes we have to know when God say no, it is better than our yes.
Yeah.
Don't look back. Trust God and move forward in the name
Glory to
of
God.
Jesus.
Amen.
I just have this one thing. I know some person may say, but it's hard, you know. It really hard. As Christians, it's hard. I remember when I was in university, and you know how as country children, right? When you're younger, you say, "Oh, I want to be baptized," and your parents would say, "No, man, you're too young. You're too young. You're too young." I remember when I was in university, when I just started, I would go to UTEC had this party called Beer Things Thursday. I would go every single Thursday, and I realized that Thursdays after Thursday, I'm just standing there. And you know when you get the holy conviction now, because your parents used to tell you that you're too young, but this time God has said no. No more too young. It's time. Chantel, I've been calling you for so long. It is time. You need to step out. And I've been going Thursday and Thursday, and I'm like, no, God, this not feel right. Something not feel right both here. So, and you know, not all good things come from God. Amen. We know that, right? And I had some very
Amen.
good friends in university. They had all the tickets for me for free to go into all the big parties that you can think about. And I remember one year, there was this big party, and I got tickets for myself and tickets to give away also. And I had the daily bread in one hand and the tickets in one hand. And as I read the daily bread, it says, when temptation comes to knock at your door, send Jesus to go answer it.
Yeah.
I
My
didn't say
God.
anything more than that. When temptation comes knocking at your door, brothers and sisters, don't look back. Just send Jesus to go answer it and close that door in the name of Jesus. Amen, saints.
Amen. Praise
Amen.
So
God.
just to tell you that God is still working on your behalf. Push. Push. It will be worth it in the end. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Camille, I'm going
Amen.
to ask you to play the other song for me, please, and thanks.
One minute is.
Okay. And in the meantime, as the second works on it is still okay to give God praise. Amen, saints.
Hands up!
The songwriter said, I have decided to follow Jesus, the world behind, the cross before, and I won't turn back. Saints, let us stay focused on the prize because it's bigger and better than anything here in this life. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Saints of God.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He said, I have the resurrection. You have the resurrection in your veins. We decided to follow Jesus. So we're leaving the world behind and we're taking up our cross and we're going forth because he will strengthen us. Bless the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
So let us pray again. Mighty God. Lord, I want to thank you, mighty God, for your grace. Lord, thank you for your never-ending, never-failing love towards us. Mighty God, we're not perfect, but you know our hearts and our desire is to live for you, to do your work here on earth, mighty God. So, mighty God, I pray that we will leave the world behind and take up the cross and move forward with you. God, help us not to look back, mighty God.
Oh, Jesus.
But to trust in you and on you.
Jesus.
Help us to push, mighty God. Help us to pray, mighty God, until something happens in the different season. Instead of running back to what you would have cut off, mighty God.
Mm-hmm.
Help us to remember that you are a source of our strength.
Yes,
help us, mighty God, to stay connected to the source, mighty God, so that when things go bad, all we have to do is just continue praising you, Lord. Continue giving all the glory, mighty God. God, thank you. And mighty God, again, Lord, I pray for our speaker for tonight, mighty God. As she's coming right now, mighty God, I pray, mighty God, that you'll give her the strength to deliver your word to us, your people. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Mighty God, take full control. Have your way and let your will be done. In Jesus' precious name.
In the name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Without further ado, I'd like to welcome our very own faithful woman of God, Sister Kenesha Brown, to do the Lord's work. Sister.
Amen. Praise God. Bless the
Hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Bless God. Thank you so
Oh,
much,
bless
Sister
the Lord.
Chantel,
Bless
for
the
that
Lord.
devotion. I sat here and I was like, what? One Holy Spirit, one sweet Holy Spirit. And I'm going to share with you why I said
Jesus.
that. So as I pondered on when I was asked to, when I saw in the on the roster that I was supposed to speak, I said, Lord, what is it that you would have me to share on? And I wrote it on my sticky notepad, The Purpose of Salvation. I only got that, the title, The Purpose of Salvation.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then while I was doing devotion, we were doing devotion, I got John 14 to just exhort from. One sweet Holy Spirit, as I hear Sister Chantal sharing and talking about salvation. And I said, God, it's only you. So tonight I come before your people, Lord God Almighty, and I say, let me decrease, let self decrease and be slain, and you increase. Have your own way, sweet Holy Spirit. As we ponder upon your words, as we embrace, as we come to sit and hear what you would have to say to us, in Jesus' name, amen.
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 For John chapter 14, one of the scriptures that I wanted to, one the verse I should say that I wanted to just zone in on was when he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, John 14, 12, and this is the King James Version. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. So this was a part where the Lord Jesus was explaining to the disciples what was about to happen, the separation from them, him being crucified and so forth.
Jesus.
So at the beginning of John 14, it reads, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. And the Lord, I pondered upon it and I said, Lord, you asked, you the first thing you said to your disciples was, let not your heart be troubled. And that simply means that there will be things, there will be situations that will arise as we walk our salvation walk. Things that will cause us to worry, to be afraid. The Bible itself, I started to research it on my own to really confirm if we do have 365 verses in the Bible that tells us not to be afraid. Whether it's not to be afraid of the faces of people, whether it's not to be afraid of the offenses, whether it's not to be afraid of the devil, whomever it is. So I said, God, you gave us a script, a verse per day. Every
Oh God,
day there is a
hallelujah.
verse that dictates to us that we should not be afraid. And albeit in John 14, the Lord says, let not your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid of what is about to happen. This is what I'm going to do. I am leaving you. I am going away, and I'm going to go ahead and prepare a place, which is promising us, a promise given unto us. And one would think that if all the miracles that the Lord had done in John 11, he rose a dead man that was dead for 4 days. And if we can scientifically just picture it, if you did bio, even if you didn't do bio, you know that once something dies, it starts to rot. So if you start to imagine what happened inside Lazarus' body while he laid there in that tomb over 2, 3, 4 days, then
Yes.
you know the type of miracle that had to, what had to, all the things that were dead that had to be brought back, organs, tissues,
Amen.
muscle.
Oh God, oh
You
God.
understand? I had to be brought back for this man to come forth out of a tomb just by a command.
Yes, Jesus.
Not no oiling though, not no throwing off a bucket of olive oil, nothing, just the words that came from his mouth. And even before he went ahead and called him forth, he was filled with compassion. He wept.
Amen,
The first
Jesus.
time the Bible reminds us, he sweat blood and all of that, but he wept. He
Yeah.
was filled with compassion. And as we try to, as I try to think on it, I said, Lord, what truly is our salvation story? What is the purpose of salvation? It is not just about us going, getting saved, getting baptized, reading the word, praying. There's so much more. There's so much depth to it. So much so that to give us the ability to have compassion for others, to give us the ability to not be judgmental to our brothers and sisters that continue to walk in sin or continue to falter or fail, excuse me, or continue to fall in weaknesses that they struggle with, strongholds and so forth. And to go on in John 14, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. And we can cement that within our hearts and our minds. There is no other way. It doesn't matter what man might say. It doesn't matter what they try to prove. It doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, we can see over and over that we're living in the revelation of the Bible in these days.
Oh
Because they're
God.
finding, scientists are finding proof of the Ark of Noah. They're finding proof of Lot's wife that was turned to a pillar of salt. They're finding proof of all kind of altars that even Joshua had the well, everything that the Bible speaks of and spoke of, they can find artifacts and things that relate and can confirm that yes, this truly happened. Yes,
Oh God.
brimstone and fire fell from heaven and Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. So the Lord has cemented that in his word. There's no other way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you know me, you know your Father. And what got me really like thinking on this is when Philip said to the Lord, remember the Lord, he rose the dead. He healed the blind eyes. He did all of that. And even after saying this, just giving these simple instructions, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father.
Oh God.
And it
Oh
sufficeth
Jesus.
us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? Our heavenly Father spoke through the physical Jesus Christ to say, I am your Father. I am here and you don't know me. I am with you and you still don't know me.
Jesus.
He that had seen me had seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, shew us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? And there we have the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit of God. And our salvation, the purpose of salvation is for us to get back to that place of understanding that God is within
Yes.
us. We are not Jesus Christ. We are children of God, but we are here through Jesus Christ. But God is within us, the indwelling Christ within us, the Spirit of God within us that awakens us. That allows us to not walk in fear when he directs us to take a path that is not clear. The other day I sat down and I said, Lord, don't know what's happening in my life. I feel it. You know, like you feel that pull. It's on something great is on the other side, but everything else in front of you is a fog. And as you take your time and you start to walk, then you see the things. You see things outline and you see things coming forward. But you have to step in that fog. You have to step
Yes.
in it. You have to move. For some persons, depending on the season, you'll see a clear line, a straight road. Might be a desert road. It might be a road where you think you would see water and all kind of fruits and all kind of, things that you can go and enjoy, but it's just a straight road. But for some of us, it's just a fog. And the only thing we can hold on to is the truth that God has given to us. It's the truth that Jesus has given to us, that he is with us. And he will never leave nor forsake us, no matter what he sends us into. Then 10 says, believest thou not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? 11 says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Philip, look at what I have done. Look at the miracles that came forth, miracles that you have never seen before. When Jesus went into the temple and delivered that man, I can imagine that man sitting in church, and there's so much of us sitting, so much of our brothers and sisters sitting in church, and the Lord will say to us, instruct us, go and hug that man, go and hug that sister, go and shake that sister hand and remind them that Jesus loved them, and we'll say, oh, but God, you know, they're in church. Jesus delivered him on that Sabbath day in church, while they were in church. He was in church. He wasn't on the outside. He was in the temple. So he sat there, depressed, oppressed, saddened. But he experienced the salvation. He knew what the purpose of salvation was, because he was delivered. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, back to 12, sorry, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And then I'm reminded now of Peter. Peter, the ignorant one who cut off the ears, the man who was quick to draw the sword. Peter, who the devil sought to sift like wheat. Peter, who told Jesus that, no, you cannot wash my feet. And then was convicted and said, okay, wash me from the crown of my head. Not only my feet, but my hands and my head. Peter, who denied Jesus 3 times. Peter, who stayed just depressed at the fact that he had denied Jesus, was the same one. Peter, who Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. You are against me, because I'm telling you that I have to be crucified. This is a path that I have to walk. And you're telling me, beat not unto me. No, get thee behind me. Peter was able to bring 3,000 souls to God in one encounter. Not over a month.
Oh, Jesus.
Not over a week. Not over 24 hours. In one encounter, 3,000 souls came to the kingdom of God. And when Jesus said to us, greater works shall be done. So many times, people of God, we see, and I know, and listen, I heard Sister Chantel sharing her testimony. I said, woman, I gotta have a very similar testimony, because I remember when I used to go to the club, like the nightclubs and stuff, and I would go and find a quiet place to go sit. I would be like, it's so ridiculous. Why am I here? And I'm sitting in a quiet place all by myself, separating myself from the noise of the music and the drinking and whatever. And I said to myself, I was like, Tanisha, you have outgrown this space. You know, I sat there and I said, you outgrown this space now. You know, this is no longer, you know, entertaining to you. You need to find something else to do. And to God with the glory, it was not diving deeper into sin, but it was stepping into the kingdom of God. To God be the glory. But greater works is there for us to do. Greater works. And I said, God, what is the real purpose of salvation? And I think about the woman at the well. When Jesus, instead of following the path that he had, He said to the disciples, okay, guess what? You all go ahead. I'm going to go through Samaria. And he went through Samaria. And he saw her. And instead of running to her to say, I can do this for you and I can do that for you, and this is what, through the gift of prophecy, through his prophetic gift, him being all-knowing, because he's in tune with God. He is God, so he is all-knowing. We're never going to be all-knowing. We know in part. We see in part. We know in part. But through him being all-knowing, he knew that he had to break her selfless worth, the word that she was not worth anything. She waited until 12 o'clock when the sun was high in the sky to go to a well to draw water. I would not do that unless I was dying of thirst or my family dying of thirst. You would want to go either in the cool of the evening or the early time in the morning. But the Jews had already went the early time of the morning. She went at a time when no one else would be there, but Jesus Christ was. How many of us are willing to go into these same clubs, not necessarily going into the clubs, but for those that were there, those who we know are there, our friends, our family members. And like Jesus to ask a favor, or like Jesus to share a word, being led by the Spirit of God. Like Jesus, because all he said to her was, "Can you get me some water? Make it some water." She said, "You want me to give you water? You don't know who I am. That's why you want water from me?" Possibly, I thought about it and I said, maybe she even flirted with Jesus because the Bible says she had five, husbands. She probably, oh, maybe this is husband number six, which he was. He became husband number six. As a matter of fact, he eliminated all five husbands and he became husband number one in her life. He said, "Beg you a drink of water." She said, "Well, don't you have anything to draw your own water? You want me to use my stuff to draw your water? Do you not know that we should not even be communicating like this? I am beneath you." She started to tell Jesus all the things so many times. And I do it too. So many times we're like Moses. Oh, I can't speak. I can't speak. I can't articulate, Lord God Almighty, what it is that you want me to say. So many times we start to tell Jesus all of the issues that we have and the can'ts and the cannot and the why we don't qualify for what it is that he has already qualified us for, because he came and died on that cross so that we can have our salvation experience, the purpose of salvation, for us to get back to that place where he created from the beginning, where he wants to come and commune with us one to one, just like he did with Adam. For us to get back to that place, like Enoch seeking him out and walking with him. It's imperfect. And imagine it. Enoch lived in a time when it was the start of the fall of man. Let's put it that way, right? The initial fall of man. And Enoch stood separate and apart from everyone else. And he walked with God until he was not. He was taken up. Imagine being in a time where everyone around you just doing their own thing. And the Lord pull you aside and you press into him. I can imagine the things, the fears, the thought that Enoch had to overcome to walk that walk. But people of God, this is the purpose of our salvation. To do things that we have never done before and we have never seen done, because the Lord Jesus said it, greater works. I can't imagine something greater than somebody being raised. Well, I can. And we've heard the story. If you've ever heard of a man of God called Smith Wigglesworth, they said that his wife died about three to four times. And it was the fourth time that he rose her from the dead when he said, "No, you have to come back. I need you." That she said to him, "I'm tired." And that's how he let go of her and she died. This is a man of God that walked this earth, this same earth that we walk, a man of God that used to live, he was very ignorant. But through his wife's persistence, love for God and seeking of God, like First Peter speaks of, he became a Christian and he was sold out for Christ. Called a man up and said to him, "Hey, go and buy a pair of shoes." The Lord said to tell him, "Go buy a pair of shoes." This was a man with no feet. And this man was like, "This man must be crazy. Oh, why am I going to buy a pair of shoes?" And the Lord convicted him and said, "Hey, my servant said to go and buy a pair of shoes. You go and buy a pair of shoes." He went to the store. He bought the pair of shoes. When the man said to him, "What size shoe you want?" And I laughed about it. And I said, "What if he had said a size six and he's like 6 feet tall?" It would be hilarious. He would got the size 6 feet. And he bought the shoe. And just because he believed, I pray to God that we get to that place, that I get to that place of truly believing Jesus
Oh
Christ.
God, hallelujah.
Truly believe in him. Just because he believed, he obeyed the Lord, bought the pair of shoes, whatever size shoe he got, his feet grew. His feet grew just on the faith that this man of God had and the instruction that was given. And what I love most about John 14 is the fact that the Lord Jesus said to us, said to his disciples, and also saying to us, and will continue to say, he said, Whatsoever ye shall ask in my first, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you that he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he also do, and greater works. Then he said in 13, and what, he didn't say whatsoever, he said, and, which indicates it's a continuation from verse 12. If you believe me, you will do greater works. In addition to greater works, whatever it is that you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. No, this is not moving out of the will of God. Because if we know Jesus, if we follow Jesus, if we follow his word, if we follow his will, we know we're talking about being in the will of God, not our own presumption, not our own wants and desires, but his wants and his desires for us. Whatever we ask in his Father, is in his name, it will be given unto us. It will be granted unto us. It is ours, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Oh, Jesus, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And we know, we all know the commandments of God. And oh, people of God, we just need to take heed to the commandments of God. It's not easy. It's not an easy task. But we know we ought to take heed to the commandments of God, each and every one of his commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And that's our sweet Holy Spirit, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. The Spirit of truth is for us, the children of God, those who are converted and desire to serve the Lord, those who are convicted and come over to God, who come boldly before his throne, those who have surrendered, proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. The Spirit of truth is ours, the Holy Spirit. And after saying all of this, 21, he says, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. And I will love him and will manifest myself in him. In addition to that, just want to share, because there is a scripture that says that that God hates the wicked every day. Every day. Let me find it. 1 second.
That would be Psalm 7,
Psalm,
verse 11.
That is correct. Or Psalm 11, verse 5. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul eateth it. Or 1 second, yes. Psalm 11. And verse 7.
No, Psalm 7, verse 11.
Psalm 7, verse 11. I switched them around. Sorry. That is correct. Thank you so much, Evangelist. Yes. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. That ate it. Angry with the wicked every day. But he loves the righteous. And in John, it tells us, Jesus tells us that once we obey his commandments, if we love him, then his Father will love us. And we know for God to love us, we just have to obey his word, trust his word, believe his word as he speaks to us. Then Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, to be clear, Lord, how is it that thou will manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me, the Father's which sent me. So the Lord, it goes right back to the beginning where he said, if you love me, you love my Father. And if you love my father, you keep the commandments, then we will abode with you. All the way back to Genesis, where God would come and commune with Adam, where he would share with Adam what his desires are, where he would grant unto Adam things that Adam didn't even think about. Adam didn't think about Eve. The Lord God Almighty thought of Eve. The Lord saw that it is not good for man to be alone. He created the animals and brought them to Adam. Adam didn't pray and ask for animals. Adam didn't pray and ask for the Garden of Eden. It was presented to him. And so, in reading John 14, the purpose of our salvation, the purpose of salvation, obeying the commandments of the Lord, adhering to his commandments, having the same level of compassion that he had for us, for our brothers and sisters, walking in boldness and courage and avoiding fear, allowing his love to encompass us, allowing his love to just cocoon us so that we can become the butterflies that he has created us to be as we transition from our caterpillar and crawling phase. We're in a world where we're in the times, I just feel like we're in the times where when the man of God spoke of, when Paul said prophesying will cease, ministering will cease, the pastoral gift is going to cease, the only thing that will remain is love. And the love that we're mentioning is not the love that the world describes to us. It is the love that Jesus Christ shows us and continues to show us. So let us reflect tonight and continue to reflect on the purpose of our salvation. It is not for us alone. It is for us to share with others. Just like the woman at the well, she was an evangelist and didn't even have a clue that that was her calling until she met Jesus. She went out and started to minister and bring souls to God, doing greater works. So let us remember John 14, verse 12, where he says, all we have to do, and that is one thing that Smith Wigglesworth used to say, just believe. It takes us just believing it. Just believing that he'll take us through. Just believing that he'll walk us through it. And not believing for our own very self. Just believing that if we go and speak to that dead body, that person will come to life. Because he has instructed us to do it. Because it is not his desire to see it. Just believing that if we go into the hospitals and we see the sick laying on the bed, that we can minister to them and they will surrender
Hallelujah.
To God. And they'll receive their healing. Just believe, because he is the God that wants us to have an abundant life. He's the God that wants us to live a life of abundance. Yes, you can. You'll have a good life with one leg, but you're not living an abundant life. And even us not tapping into the gifts and the anointing that God gives us. We're living a good life, but we're not having an abundant life. Our country, our communities are plagued with violence and hatred and rape and molestation and all of these things. And we can say, yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. There's food on my table. There's clothes on my back. And we're okay. But are we living an abundant life? Are we truly experiencing the greater works that Jesus spoke of? Are we truly walking in our purpose of salvation? I encourage us. And I say us because it's us. I encourage us tonight. I implore us to make that our desire. Our desire to see to desire what Jesus, to have the same level of compassion when he went and heard that Lazarus died. Knowing that he would die, knowing that he would raise him from the dead. But in his natural form, he had to go through that emotion of loss. Knowing that he would call him forth and he would come forth and he would go through that emotion of joy unspeakable because his friend would walk out of that tomb. Let us get our hearts to that place and not be distracted. Not be distracted with the cares of this world. I know it's not easy. But think of a John the Baptist that had to eat locusts and in those days, you know, the king and the queens, they enjoyed their life. They were living lavishly. So it's not a case that he didn't have the option to go live lavishly. But here he was, the son of a priest. Wild honey and locusts. And just preaching and ministering to those that needed to hear the truth. Let us tap into that place of just submitting wholeheartedly to God's purpose for us and what our journey, what our salvation journey is, and not be afraid and not be blindsided by the plans and plots of the enemy, but walk out the true purpose of our salvation, believing Jesus Christ, believing in his death, believing in what he went through. He was there. The Bible says there was no beauty to behold in him. His visage, is the makeup of his face, where his jawbone was, where his nose was, where one of his eye was. His face was out of order. They said his visage was marred. For something to be marred, it was spoiled. You couldn't tell. You couldn't dis There was nothing to describe. There was nothing to behold. And he went through that. He carried that cross so that we could sit here beautiful as we each and every one of us are and walk out our own salvatory journey. So, saints of God, let us do it not only for ourselves, but encourage our brothers and sisters, those that continue to live the life of sin, those that continue to live the life of sickness and just being trapped and depressed and oppressed by the devil. Let us embrace our salvation, truly embrace it and share it, because only then can we truly share. Yes, we can always say, yes, Jesus loves you and he's good and he loves you with a loving heart. But if we have not truly sit, reflected, embraced, accepted, and walk in the fear of offending this man that came, or God that came in the form of man and walked this earth and went through what he went through for us and taught us what he could teach us. We see how long Thomas was doubting. Thomas never started out when Jesus went on the cross and came off it up. Thomas been doubting from before.
Oh God.
When he came off the cross and he was before him, Thomas said, yeah. When they said, Thomas, guess what? Jesus is alive. Yeah. If I don't see those nail-pierced hands and that feet, if I don't see that, then I don't know who you're talking about. As far as I know, the man that I followed died. And when he saw him, what did Jesus say? He said, you believe because you've seen me. You have experienced me. Blessed are those who have not seen me in the natural. Blessed are those who have not seen my nail-pierced hand in the natural and yet believe. Let us continue to walk. Let us endeavor to increase in that stance, saints of God. Let us endeavor to increase in that stance of believing Jesus Christ, believing our salvation, knowing that we are saved and what is required for us to continue that walk so that we can win souls into God. That is how he will be lifted up. And that is how all men will be drawn unto him so that he will get the glory. Because it is nothing that we do or know. It doesn't matter how high on the thermometer our degrees are. It is nothing in comparison to the knowledge of God. So I end with encouraging us, and I'd like to play a song real quick just to remind us that salvation is not for us alone. It is not for us. Yes, Jesus, I feel it. Yes, Jesus is mine. Jesus is yours. Jesus is each of us individually. He belongs to each of us. But he's not only for us. He's for those who are lost and those who have never heard his name before. He's for those who bother with and annoy with to core. He's for that boss lady who for no reason picks on us. He's for that family member who, no matter how much time you invite them to church, they're not coming, but they're still going to call on you to pray for them when they find themselves in trouble. He's for the insane, the homeless, those who are drug addicts and doing all manner of things under the train and wherever it is. We know how it is, especially in New York, in the States. He's for those of us who are just weak and just don't know how to come out of our strongholds and our besetting sins. But if we are able to tap in truly as to what our salvation, the purpose of our salvation, it is not only for us. It is for each and every one of God's children. Saints of God. And it's for us to remember and to just get to that place of compassion for our very own. It's not our road, that you're not walking this road alone. It doesn't matter what it is that has happened. It doesn't matter what will fall. It doesn't matter what temptation that befalls us, or it doesn't matter. Remember, salvation, it's not, again, it's not, yes, it is for us, but it's not only for us. It's a shared gift. It's a shared joy. And if we tap into that and just understand where compassion is needed in salvation, oh, what strength we would have. The song says he's able to bear every burden. Imagine each of our burdens, just imagine your own burden, and then multiply that by the number of persons on. And he's able to bear all of that. So let us share in the joy of our salvation, the purpose of our salvation. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We give God thanks. Amen. We thank him that
Amen.
He still speaks.
Amen. Praise God.
Yes, He still speaks. Sister Kenny should remind us of the purpose of our salvation. And we give God thanks. Should have, for those of you who missed it, she would have been coming from St. John chapter 14, and she keyed in on verse 12. You know, she would have mentioned that Jesus told his disciples not to be troubled as he prepared to lead them. Amen. She would have mentioned that salvation is not about just getting saved or getting baptized or just reading the word and praying. There is much more to salvation. There's much more depth to it than that. It's having a relationship with God.
Amen.
Amen. It's having a relationship with him, and hereby having a relation and interaction with others as well. Amen. Should have reminded us that we are called to do greater works than what Jesus did, as he promised. And we should have some compassion. Amen. Compassion. A lot of people, a lot of Christians nowadays don't share that compassion with their salvation. And, you know, it's one of the things that we should zero in on. You know, she mentioned the woman of the well, that salvation experience. Lead to bring others to Christ. When you're touched by the blood, you will never be the same again. Amen. We bless God for that reminder, for that word. You know, it's our salvation is not just for ourselves. It is meant to be shared with others. And if you don't take away anything, take away that is not just for ourselves. Is not for us to say, okay, we accept Jesus as Lord and Savior. And here we are now, we are ready to die. We don't want to do no works. You know, mind you, the word of God tells us that we are saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's a gift of God. But when you're saved, you are saved to do good works. Good works won't save you, but when you're saved, do good works. Don't continue in the old trend, you know, and say, okay, you don't need to do anything because you didn't do anything to get saved. But when you get saved, people of God, do something, man. God Almighty, man, do something, you know, at least.
Amen.
Yeah, let the fruit of the Spirit be seen in our lives. Let it be, sometimes it's hard to even open your mouth to talk because a lot of us are shy. You know, but at least if you cannot open your mouth to say something to somebody, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in your man. One of the biggest evangelism that any Christian or any saved person can do is to live your lifestyle. Your lifestyle speaks a lot. You know, let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you by your very action, by your very countenance. You know, you can look at persons, not that you're judgmental or anything, but you can look at a person and tell if the person is having a good day or a bad day. You can tell if the person is approachable or not approachable. Not that you're going around looking at people, judging them, but the face value alone, what they face you with, will let you decide, you know, oh man, can I approach that person? Can I say this or that to that person? No, that person's face look too, whatever you want to call it, but it don't look pleasant, right? Yeah. So a Christian is supposed to be a person that is approachable. Someone should be able to confide in you, come to you and tell you something that they are going through. And you can have good judgment in your wisdom. The godly wisdom that is in you will cause you to know how to respond to that person. You know, as Christians, we are called to be peacemakers as well. That's the purpose, one of the purpose of, and that has to do with the interaction that we're dealing with, as Sister Kemisha mentioned, interaction, how you interact with the general public. So as I want to encourage you, as Sister Kenisha does, let the fruit of the Spirit manifest itself to you in a nutshell. Just let the fruit of the Spirit, your love, joy, peace, happy, just let it be exploded in your life so that that alone will draw people to Christ. Amen. Yes, we bless God. We want to, in the same breath, we want to thank our own sister, our own sister Chantel, for bringing, setting the stage for us with that devotional. You know, she would have played a song, "I Can't Go Back," you know, and I want that to be our, I want that to be our seasonal motto. Don't ever go back. One of the disciples would say, Jesus would, there was a mass following Jesus. Apart from the 12, there were some other disciples that were following. And after a point in time in Jesus's ministry, they decided to turn back because of some of the teaching that Jesus would have taught them. And Jesus would say to the 12, "Are you going to turn back to?" And they said, "No, Lord. To what shall we turn back to?" I want us this evening to be like that 12. No matter what comes our way, no matter what stumbling block that may come our way, let us be be purposeful in our heart to say, "What, Lord, shall we turn?" We're not going to turn back, comes what may. Let us say, like our brother Job, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." You know, even when you don't see a clear way out, even though when you don't see a clear path out, even when you're surrounded by lions like Daniel did in the lion's den, still purpose in your heart to trust him. Even when you're faced with the fiery furnace, and even when you're thrown into the fiery furnace, you know, just stand still and see the salvation of God, because he's going to come through. You may be going through heartbreaks now. You may be going through pain and suffering, you know, but just count it all joy, because it's for a purpose like that that God will come in and make a change, a shift in the atmosphere. How many of you know that you have to have a, you have to have a problem to know that God is a problem solver? You know, how many of you know that you have to be hungry for you to know that God will feed you? How many of you know that you have to be naked for God to clothe you? You know, it's not like, it's not in the good days that we prove oh our salvation and oh and who our God is. It's in the bad days when the very cloudy and very murky and very dark, when our God come through for us, it set a stage so that we can have a memorial like the Israelites did, a memorial built up in us so that it can strengthen us and give us character so that when the rubber hit the road again, you know, we know that the God who saved us yesterday is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And he will bring this to what we're going through to pass. So I rejoice with you if you're going through any abnormal situation even now, because I know that my God will deliver again. Amen. Yes. So you're here this evening and you may feel like you're being rejected, or you may feel like you're being cast down. You may feel like friends have forsaken you, and you just feel like you're alone. No one understands you anymore. It's as if you're in a place where you're, when you try to voice your opinion, you're being pushed aside. You know, like you're a cast out then, and you may feel so so discouraged or so, you may feel so less than you ought to be. But I'm speaking a word into your spirit even now. Rise up. You know, David speak to his soul. He say, rejoice. Just he speak to his soul that his soul may just rejoice. Comes with me, you know? Yes. So I want us to leave with this evening that you may be compassed about with some situation that you cannot understand. Not everything we will understand as children of God, but the songwriter would say further along, we'll understand why. You know, just cheer up in whatever season that you're in. You know, you may say, Brother Scott, it's easy for you to say, or because maybe you're not going through what I'm going through. You know, there's a song man that would say that crime is never wicked until it's at your doorstep. But I may not be going through the exact situation that you're going through, but I know that my God is an all-purpose, all-season, all circumstances, anything that you're going through. The Bible tells us that he's touched by the feeling of our infirmities, and whichever ear in our bodies we were tested, he was, and he came through victoriously. So hold on to your faith. Hold on to your salvation. Never let go. You know, though it may seem dark at times, but still hold on. You may seem, it may be painful. Pain may be rocking your body. You may be making the same requests day after day, night after day, praying the same prayer to God. God, I need you to do this for me. God, I need you to do that for me. And it may be I hear now that you are praying it and you don't see where it's coming through yet. But just hold on. One more prayer. You know, maybe one more prayer will do it for you, because our God, hallelujah, is not slack concerning his promise as some men count slackness. But sometimes he will draw it out a little so that you he can build character in you. So I want to thank you all for coming on this evening. And if you're here for the very first time, we bless God for you and we invite you to come back to worship with us. Again, we are here every Thursday. You know, we have we start at 8, as you know. We try to start on time so that we can leave on time. You know, and we look forward to seeing you again and again. Amen. Yes, at this time, I want to turn over to Sister Camille. Sister Camille.
Praise God. Bless the Lord, Deacon. God bless
the Lord.
Thank you so much. Good night, everyone. Good night, people of God.
Bless the Lord.
Are we asleep or are we
good still? Night, Sister Camille. Sister Camille.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Good night, Sister Camille.
Praise God. To God be the glory. We give God thanks for tonight. Amen. I want to use this opportunity
Amen.
To just add my bit of welcome, as Deacon would have said already, to each person who is visiting with us, whether this is your first time or you have been here before, but you are not a member and not a regular attendee. We are grateful for your presence. I want to extend a very hearty welcome to Sister Ingrid Williams Wright. It's good to have you with us, sis. We pray that your soul was blessed, and we invite you to join us again next week, same time, same place, as we spend time in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. We want to recognize also, I think I saw Prophet Pastor Shamar Chana. God bless you, man of God. It's good to have you with us tonight. Truly, we are grateful to God that you were able to be here. Bless the Lord. For those of us, is there any other first timer that is on? I don't think so. But for those of us who are now members, pretty much, because you come here once or twice, and we're brothers and sisters in the Lord. Amen. So even if it is your first time, we are brothers and sisters in the Lord. And so we just want to bless God for each of you. We thank you for joining us, and we pray that your hearts We're blessed in Jesus' name. Praise God. I want to use this opportunity too to invite you out on Saturday, where we join with Faith Defender Bible Study Ministry as we continue to dig into the Word of God. We know the Word of God is food. Amen. And so if we don't eat the food, our spirits will become what? Malnourished. And we want to ensure that we are fed, because this battle that we're fighting, you see our opponent? Oh my God, man. He is never taking a break. And so we have to make sure that we are equipped with what we need to fight. But we have a part to play in that as well. And we have to seek the Lord. We have to search His word and know what the word says, so that when we are attacked, we can pull out the word. The word of God is our weapon, because we are soldiers in the army of Almighty God. Praise God. So join us this Saturday and every other Saturday on the same link at 8 o'clock. And for this Saturday, we're looking at 1
First
Corinthians
Corinthians.
chapter 3. So please read, so that when the presenter comes to share, we have knowledge of what he's sharing, and so we're able to follow along in Jesus' name. Praise God. We're going to close. We're going to have the closing prayer, but I think I
How many are
saw
here now?
a request in the chat where Elder Edward
Good.
was asking for prayer for her son. And so we're going to go into that time of prayer. Prophet Shamar, are you able to pray? We would invite you to pray this prayer for us.
Let me not hear now. Let me talk. What? Let me talk. So yeah, but not there. Do this.
Praise God. Are
Hear
you
me?
able to pray for us, Prophet?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
What I'm to pray for again? Can you repeat?
Okay, so Elder Edwards is asking for prayer for her son who is admitted in the hospital.
Oh,
And so,
Jesus.
as you pray, just include prayer for the ministry and any other requests that people might have. They might not have said it out loud. I see some requests coming in the chat, man of God. So,
See them.
praise God. So, Sister Lem, prayer for her and her family. Prayer for Janiel Blijin from Sister Mervyn. I'm asking for prayer for the ministry and for Elder Edward's son. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, God is kind.
Jesus.
Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done.
Mighty God,
yes, Lord.
Gracious to us. You continue to be the God that when you speak, you simply come back to you void. God,
Jesus.
you are the immaculate God. You are the
Oh,
efficacious
Jesus. Jesus.
Father. You always speaks for us.
Yeah.
Anytime that we need a comforter, God, you say that you will send the comforter to teach, to guide
Yes,
us.
Lord.
And Father, even right now, God, as
Jesus.
your genuine servants are asking special prayers, hallelujah, requesting,
Jesus.
we know, yes, God, that right now, God, hallelujah, some are praying for healing.
Yes,
Some
Lord.
the mighty, because the finances are low. Hallelujah. Some are praying right now, God Almighty, that God, you will lift them from whatsoever burden or situation they are in. And Lord, for some, Father, they just need right now, God, a resting place.
Yes, oh God. Yes, Lord.
God Almighty, but God, I hear you speaking to some of your children right now who are on this platform, who need a ministry, who need a church home, a church body to go to. The Lord is saying to tell you that this is the spot for you. Hallelujah.
Oh,
Heaven,
Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
ministry is the place for you in the name of Jesus. So right now, God, as I pray for the ministry, hallelujah. Portal to Heaven Ministry, Lord God Almighty.
as they continue, Lord God, to seek your face. Hallelujah. As the word of God says, hallelujah, we must seek your face, O Jacob. Hallelujah.
Oh,
See,
Jesus.
God Almighty, as they are the seed of Jacob right now, God Almighty, hallelujah, hallelujah, and they are seeking your face, hallelujah, in this season, because they don't just need a building, but they need something more, my God, because sometimes we put our trust in the building, and the building, hallelujah, on that day will run from us, hallelujah, hallelujah, but God, you're seeking for something, and God, I pray right now, in the name of Jesus, that you will give them what they are seeking for, my God. Seeking for more of your presence. Some
yes,
of them are,
Lord.
God Almighty, for more deliverance. Some of them, God, are seeking, Lord God, to be settled, Lord God, in a Goshen, my God. Some of them are looking for a milk and honey experience, Lord God Almighty.
Yes,
and
mighty God.
Give it to them, Father, in this new season, in this new era of their life. God, as I hear in the spirit, some of them are disappointed, my God Almighty, of the things that they have went through, God Almighty, throughout the course of this week. But I hear God says, expect gladness, my God. Expect gladness by the end of this week. Expect to rejoice by the end of this week.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You feel like crying out. Yes, you feel like telling God, I'm done. I am done. Forget about me, God. But God said, in the time that you're saying that to forget about you, he's remembering you even more. I'm
my God.
Somebody on the line that you tell God, said, God, I can't do this no more. I cannot do this no more. But God said to tell you, who are you? My God Almighty, tell me what to do. I have called you. I have unpicked you. I have chosen you. I have called you by name.
Jesus.
I have called you, woman. I have called you, man. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
To preach my word. Not only to preach or to teach, but to encourage. I decree and I declare in the name of Jesus. As I hear
Jesus.
Right now, that there's some of you on the line right now. The Lord is sending a fresh fire. Hallelujah, on the altar. Some of you right now, the Lord is sending the fire on your table. The Lord is sending the fire right now to your children, and to your husband, and to your wives. I declare
that's near.
Hear your Holy Ghost, the principality that's been fighting some of you, the Lord said to tell you, it's no over, it's a new season, it's a new dawn, fresh mountain, fresh is coming your way, in the name of Jesus. The lady that was speaking earlier, I don't remember her name, I think it's Kenesha. The Lord said to tell you, in this season, get ready for an appointment. Appointment, my God Almighty. It's going to be an appointment like you're going for a visa. Good God Almighty. And declare, Kenesha, the Lord says they're going higher, deeper heights, hallelujah, and higher heights. Ready, woman of God, you're about to experience a stirring up in your belly like never before, in the name of Jesus. I pray for Edwards, I pray for her son in the hospital. I decree and declare right now, Father. Now to touch and to clear and to set free and to heal, I decree and declare, Lord,
yeah.
As you're about to do a new work, Abandada Bagadai, Arushai, Sister Edda Edwards, I hear, hallelujah, said to. When your son get, hallelujah, get up and walk again,
my God.
But I hear God say, get up and walk again.
The name
of Jesus.
And walk again, man of God.
Hallelujah.
3. Hallelujah. Sister Elder Edward's son, I'm at the altar now, and I speak to your spirit. Get up and walk.
My God Almighty.
Get up and walk.
In the name of Jesus.
Death, my God. Take your the blood of Jesus.
Death, my God.
Tonight, to try to take you away. The devil is a liar.
My God.
Over everyone right now. And good God Almighty. And for the leaders of this group.
My God.
Cut on. Hallelujah. Servant of God, Camille. Camille Pearson. God said to get ready. An appointment is coming.
My God.
Get ready as well.
God. An
appointment coming. My God Almighty. I see in the realm of the spirit. I see guys standing up, waiting for a blessing, waiting for an open door.
Hallelujah. God,
guys, the open door is there. Heaven is about to pour out a blessing. Reward is about to come and down in your hands. I hear God.
Hallelujah.
Those who want a new home will get a new home. It's a point. To hallelujah, to get what you need for far too long. Hell has been eating up your stuffs, my God. But to tell you of you guys, I went down to hell today and I took the keys from the enemy. Are stealing you stuff, and God said to tell you, even though he take the things from them, he's shining them off, he's polishing them off.
My so God.
It could be brand new. I'm a God. I don't give my people old stuff. I am the God of new. I am the God of new creation. I am of transformation, and whatsoever I say and I do, it is well done. I am Tunde.
Jesus.
Deacon Scott, to tell you, get ready, my son. I am Manda Bakutundi. I am Dada Bakutu. I am cleaning you up. All those who bury you are about to see you. Take you and say you're a nobody. Get ready. Alignment. I'm about to promote you. I'm about to set you on high and set you on shore. I'm about to put you on the mountaintop, says God. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Jesus.
Come, many times they have put you down at your workplace. To let you feel like you're a nobody. But God said to tell you that promotion is coming. I don't know what I'm seeing, like a supervisor or a manager of teachers or head of department. And God said to tell you, get ready as well, because I'm about to make you into a principal. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, mighty God. You are worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are worthy,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God, we bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Mighty God, you are worthy.
Praise your mighty God.
Hallelujah. We bless your name, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, mighty God. Thank
Hallelujah.
you, Lord. Cover your
Thank
servant, mighty
you,
God.
Hallelujah,
Thank
hallelujah.
Jesus,
Mighty God,
Jesus,
we pour
Jesus.
the blood of Jesus over your
Thank
man's
you,
servant
Jesus.
tonight. Mighty God, we clothe him with the fire of God.
In the
Right
name
now, God Almighty, you are wrapping him in his
my
robe
God, my God.
of fire. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord,
Jesus.
you're releasing angels right now, Lord, hallelujah, to stand, to be a barrier, to be
My
a
God,
garrison around your
my God,
servant. In the name of
in the
Jesus,
name
the
of
enemy has no sense of direction to his home tonight. In the name of Jesus, but he is secured, his ministry is secured, his
in Jesus' name.
secured under the blood of
Hallelujah.
Jesus. It is activated. It is ready. It is established round about him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we believe it. We believe it to be done tonight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we stand in agreement.
Believing
it to be done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord, as we're about to go our separate ways right now, Lord, we thank you for your presence tonight.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you that you were here and for your word, which would have come forth. We pray, Lord, that it will rest in the hearts of your people like a
Lord.
Planted. Oh God, we pray that you will water that word, that it may spring forth and grow into tree
Hallelujah.
And bring forth fruit in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
May we walk in the true purpose of our salvation. May we understand, Lord, that our salvation, as your woman servant would have spoken, is not just for us, Lord God Almighty, but it is a gift for all of us
Hallelujah.
To partake in. So give us, Lord God, hallelujah, that boldness to spread the gospel. Give us, Almighty God, the wisdom, Lord, to operate as we're in different locations when we want to spread the gospel. Show us how, Almighty God, take a live coal from the altar, place it upon our lips, Lord. Anoint us to speak, Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, God Almighty, teach us how to bring up that conversation, putting you at the center, at our workplaces, in our homes. Oh, God Almighty, in the taxi, on the street, in the supermarket, Lord. Show us how to create those opportunities where we will witness to others and bring them, Lord, that they can experience the gift of salvation. May we understand our why as we leave tonight, Lord, and
My
operate
God.
In such in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Cover Sister Kenesha
My
under the blood,
God.
Lord, and as she has spoken, replenish, pour into her, fill her back up tonight, Almighty God, that which she has poured out, and pull her up to a new level in you, in
yes.
the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray that as we leave, Lord, your presence will dwell with us, will come in our homes, will be in our lives, in our families, will be in our conversations, Almighty God,
yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ. We
yes,
honor you tonight, and we say thanks. In
Jesus'
name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can we just bless
hallelujah.
The Lord? Can we
bless the
and
Lord.
Just shout a hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Bless the Lord
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord, let us get testimony to you. Lord Jesus, let others see us.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Jesus,
Jesus,
we mighty worship. God, we thank you tonight.
Glory to
hallelujah.
The
Lord. Before you go, woman of God, before you continue, I just want to stick a pin right there. There's a Vivia Morgan here tonight. I just want to say, woman of God, that I hear your name mentioned in the heavenly realms. I hear your name calling in the heavenly realms. I don't know what your request is or what you have been petitioning the Lord for in the past week or so, but I hear your name being mentioned in the heavenly realms, and I just want you to know, just set your cup, make your cup turn up, because something is about to flow in your cup this season. I hear your name mentioning, not once nor twice, but even now I'm hearing your name mentioning in glory. There's something good is about to happen in your life. Something good is about to take place in your life. Hallelujah. Just mark this day down, because God is about to make something new. A newness is about to come about in your life, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Glory
to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. We believe with you, Sister Vivian. We believe with you.
Jesus.
Something good is about to happen. We believe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Praise
the Lord.
God. God bless you, Deacon. Thank you so much for sharing. God bless you. People of God, we're about to go. We bless the Lord for his presence tonight. Praise God. We bless the Lord for each of you and your presence. And as you go, I release with you a blessing. I speak a blessing over your life tonight in Jesus' name, over your finances, over your family life, over your job, in the name of Jesus Christ, over your friendships in Jesus' name, in every area of your life, in your health, in the name of Jesus Christ. I release the blessing of God to be made manifest. It's supposed to be evident in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. And as you go, take the Holy Spirit with you. Take the presence of the Lord with you. And have a wonderful night tonight in Jesus' name. God bless you tonight, brethren. Thank you for joining us. Greet somebody as you go in Jesus' name. Sister Sasha, it's good to have you on. Brother Nigel, Sister Paulette, God bless you. Sister Candicia, God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
God. Praise
bless
God.
The Lord. Bless
Pamela.
The Lord.
Arnett. God
thank
bless you,
you, Jesus.
God bless you, Sister.
Bless
you, Lord. God bless you. Bless.
Sister Kenesha.
Jesus.
Chantel.
Doctor.
Blessings, everyone. Blessings.
Have a good night, everyone. Have a blessed night, everyone.
Bless the Lord.
Bless God.
Ashanta.
Thank you,
everybody.
Elder, you really have a blessed night, woman of God.
God bless. God bless.
God bless you.
Praise God. Sister Vivia, I'm trying to unmute you as you asked, but it's not allowing me to. Praise God. God bless you. All right. Have a wonderful
day. God bless you.
Sister Ingrid, God bless you.
Sister Camila. Sister Julie.
Sister Pam, God bless you. Sister Jean.
God bless you.
God bless you. Remember, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, first of the people of God.
First behind the iPhone.
Repeat.
Sister Kay.
1 Corinthians chapter 3, for Saturday night, for Bible study. Read it and come prepared.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, have a wonderful night, people. God bless you.